Our first hour, we have Eugene Garfrey reporting from the eastern city of Guantanamo to be joined by Alan Bates with Caribbean Outlook. But first, we will switch over to the newsroom with Ice to Right.
You are radio with Al-Qaeda's international news headlines. 100,000 Iraqi Shiites take the streets of Baghdad. They are in the elected, not hand-picked government and anti-globalization movement at Fourth World Social Forum seeks ways to target U.S. companies associated with Iraq war. Thousands of Iraqi Shiites took to the streets of Baghdad Monday demanding an elected, not a hand-picked government. Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Husseini al-Sistani, the country's most influential Shiite leader, has rejected a U.S. formula to transfer power via a provisional legislature selected by 18 regional caucuses. He insists instead upon full-blown national elections. Under Washington's plan, a transitional government would be appointed to take over from the U.S.-led coalition on July 1, with four elections not taking place before 2005. Sistani's representative told the crowd as it shouted yes to elections, no to occupation, that the Shiite majority is demanding the democracy that America said it came to give them, and that they will accept nothing less. It was the biggest display of Shiite political power in Baghdad since Saddam Hussein's regime collapsed in April, and came after some 30,000 Shiites held a similar demonstration last Thursday in the southern city of Basra. The protest came hours before U.S. and Iraqi officials prepared to seek UN approval for their plans to transfer power in Iraq. A delegation headed by U.S. occupation overseer Paul Bremer was in New York for a meeting Monday with UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, hoping to persuade the world body to play a greater role in the transition of power in Baghdad. But Annan has been reluctant to embrace further UN involvement in Iraq until he is convinced that the country is safe. This last year, a suicide truck bomber targeted the UN's Baghdad operation, killing 20 people, including the UN Special Representative in Iraq, Sergio Vieira de Mello. A similar bombing on Sunday at the entrance to the headquarters of the U.S. Occupation Authority, which killed 24 people and wounded some 120, underscored the dangers and appeared timed to cause maximum disruption to Monday's talks in New York. Leading up to the meeting, Annan said he saw greater clarity about how much authority the UN would have in a possible role in Iraq, while observers noted that American and British officials faced tough questions from the Secretary General.